Greetings from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. As we just celebrated the baptism of the Lord, it's important to look at what our call is to live our own baptism. That's kind of the focus of the homily you'll hear today, focusing specifically on St. Paul's letter to Titus and how it plays in our lives every day. In the reading from St. Paul's letter to Titus, which is our second reading today, he instructs Titus how to teach people how to live the Catholic faith. And he writes, "For the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age. Why must we do that?" Let us understand the bigger picture here, for this is not a unilateral explanation. We do not simply live as Catholics because that is what we're supposed to do. When we turn from worldly ways, which are also known as sin, then we turn to the ways of God. And when we do this, as you will find in every book in the Bible, we grow in wisdom. We discover a new view to our existence, and we start living our lives differently than those in the rest of the world. That different way of living communicates the same wisdom to others. It reveals Christ and his wisdom to others by our living it. This is an essential part of practicing our faith. And let me give you an analogy. I love all types of music. But my favorite is traditional jazz, of which I'm a great fan. And I had the experience when I was in the Navy of going to the Keystone Corner, which was one of the top jazz clubs at the time in San Francisco. And we got to watch Jackie McLean and Roy Haynes. And these were great jazz artists. Roy Haynes, in fact, not only was playing the drums, but what he was doing, he then played the wall and he played the floor, and it was just absolutely excellent. Now, when we went there, we were also, at least I was, bebopping. Now, if you don't know what bebopping is, this is bebopping. You're sitting in jazz and going, and we were bebopping. Now, we were bebopping, and we were tired because, number one, we had no idea where the Keystone Corner was, so we had to go all around San Francisco looking for it. And secondly, we had just come up from Long Beach on the ship. So we were tired. So I discovered that I fell asleep, only for a minute or so, but then I woke up. But I was bebopping when I fell asleep. I was bebopping when I woke up, so therefore, I was bebopping in my sleep. That's the sign of great jazz. I have news to you. That was just absolutely wonderful. Now, if I spent my entire life just listening to pop music and even the AOR music that was popular at the time, I would have never had that experience of jazz. And that's the dynamic that St. Paul is talking about. That same dynamic of turning from those things, one group of things, so that we can turn to Christ and see a deeper reality of the world around us, to see a deeper reality of that wisdom that Christ is trying to teach us. In fact, if you look at St. Paul in Romans 12:2, he calls for us to have a renewal of our mind. And by the way, when you go home, read 12:2. I called Romans 12, the entire chapter, I call that the Christian desiderata. If you read it, you'll see what I mean. There's another reason why we must do this. The more we grow in wisdom to which God calls us, the more we live differently than those who live in the world, and the more our lives become a testament to the reality of Christ, which is what we're called to do, so that they may understand the reality of Christ. However, this living differently not only means attending Mass on weekends, it also means living prophetically. That means living in a way that challenges the culture around us. The simple act of attending Mass on Sundays is actually one way we do that, but it's one of many. Yet again, I heard a famous politician complain that the days for the lay people to pray and pay are over. They've been over since Jesus walked the face of the earth. That has never been Catholic teaching. If you look at the last rite in the baptism, it actually commissions you to go out into the world and preach the gospel. It's never been Catholic teaching to pray, and obey. In fact, that commission is what we're called to do. Our growth in wisdom leads us to grow in love, but a prophetic kind of love. This means that we need to grow in that love in a way that we may live differently than the current understanding of love. We need to challenge that understanding of what it means to love others all the time. This is also the point of being Catholic. Since we live by a growing understanding of the wisdom of God, we grow in our ability to challenge the culture in the form of love. And let me give you something to consider. You know, you may have the experience, and all of us have had this experience at some time in our lives, where you go to work and there's someone who just bothers you. Their very existence bothers you intensely. When I was in the seminary, there was a seminarian that the two of us were always, you know, what's the word? We're always at loggerheads with each other. And people used to say that we are exact opposites. And I said, no, in fact, we are exactly the same. That's really the problem. And eventually we reconciled. We came to know each other better and became good friends. Now, take that person whom maybe you experience when you go to work and consider all that he or she does that makes your time at work miserable. They're not abusive or anything, but they're just irritating to you. Whatever it is, I want you to think about that. Again, it's not that they're harassing you. It might be just they're too cynical, maybe they're too negative, maybe you just don't like the way they talk, maybe you don't like the way they, whatever it is. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. Imagine God speaking to you and giving you a deal. He will explain that this person is a difficult person in your life, and you can either patiently deal with him or her, or he may remove that person from your life if you want. But if you patiently deal with the person, God will take your efforts at being patient, praying for the person, trying to, you know, not let it bother you, and not, you know, in that reality, but patiently dealing with this person, and God will add your patience in dealing with him as your prayer for not only his salvation, but the salvation of others. Would you agree to God's deal? This is the mindset that St. Paul was talking about. It's a mindset that focuses on whom we are as Catholics, that changes how we live in the world, and it is the mindset that was Jesus when he said yes to the Father.